Rav Michal Yamer.
To the Talmidim that learned in the Yeshiva, Shalom Uvracha. The Gemara in Megillah, when she speaks about Chag HaShavuot, she calls Chag HaShavuot Yom Hadin. The Gemara in Megillah says, Ezra tiken lahen liYisrael, שיהיו קורין כללות של תורת כהנים לפני חג העצרת. וכללות של ספר דברים לפני ראש השנה. שואלת הגמרא, עצרת נמי ראש השנה? Is עצרת too called יום הדין? עונה הגמרא, כן. בעצרת נידונים על פירות האילן. And the question is quite obvious. What's the connection between that there is a din on Perot Ha'ilan and that because of that we have to say the parsha of Klalot of Bechukotai before Chag HaShavuot? We know that there are four times there is Nidonim on the Maim and so on, and there we don't say any special reading. Must be that the din on Perot Ha'ilan has some influence and some effect to the person itself, and the person itself is being nidon. And certainly the question is, on what? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "Mipnei ma amra Torah, haviu shtei halechem be'atzeret, mipnei she'atzeret zman perot ha'ilanu." Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, הביאו לפני שתי הלחם כדי שיתברכו לכם פירות האילן. And already Rashi is asking, what's the connection? Why do we have to bring שתי לחם for the din of פירות האילן? Why don't we bring fruits? Says Rashi, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that עץ שאכל אדם הראשון חיטה הייתה. And still things have to be clear. Why are we bringing something that once was a fruit, the chita, before the chet of Adam HaRishon, why are we bringing it now as the din of Perot Ha'ilan? Why don't today we bring oranges or apples or anything else as Perot Ha'ilan? The Pritzadik explained, and I think that his explanation is giving us another deepness, another way of thinking on the din, the day and the preparation that all of us are doing for Yom Matan Torah. Explain the Pritzadik that there is a difference between Peirot and between Tfua. Peirot don't need a lot of work. You are putting the water and immediately after that, slowly, slowly, the pre is growing and comes to be a zera and come to be a pre, and you don't have to work a lot. Tvua needs tremendous work. Zri'ah, ktsira, tchina, afiyah. When we say that b'shavuot nidonim al perot ha'ilan, it means is that every man is being judged, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding on Shavuot according to the question how much he is being connected with Torah, how much in his priorities the question of Amal HaTorah, to decide everything according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me, come to be automatically one of his thinking. According to this and according to that question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how much of he needs in Olam Hazeh for the next year will be in the Madrega of Peirot, and how much will be in the Madrega of Tvua. How much he will be Zoche, that you will be Masir from him Derech Eretz, and he can really be Panui to learn, to grow, to enjoy Torah, and how much he will be bothered by inyanei haolam hazeh. That's the understanding why we are going back to Lifnei Chet Adam HaRishon. Lifnei Chet Adam HaRishon was the time where the Malachim were Tzole Basar and Mozeg Yain LaAdam HaRishon. That was the time when Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden and could really come to a Madrega of Raglav Bakarka Verosho Magia HaShamayim. Didn't have to work, didn't have to bother, could be all of him spiritually. After Chet Adam HaRishon came to be a situation where Bezeat HaPecha Tochal Lachem. Now, two things happens. A, he doesn't have any more the Malachim that are Tzolei Basar. He doesn't have any more the freedom that he can work only with spirituality. He have to work the Gishmiot. Olam Hazeh is bothering him. And secondly, as the Ramban explains and others, there isn't any more understanding what is good and what is bad. The Yetzer Hara doesn't speak anymore and says, do it, but it's bad. But he comes with the ideology of good. The biru between the good and the bad disappeared. And that's the reason why through the working, through the amal, a man is slowly getting to himself again to understand what is good and what is bad. Therefore, Bezi'at HaPecha Tochal Lachem is not only a punishment, but this is a midah keneged midah. This is the right thing to this madrega of the man. What we have to try all the year to do, and I'm sure that what you got out of yeshiva is having the basis of the thing that we have to do all our life, is to come back and to be metaken the chet of Adam HaRishon. We have to make to ourselves as much as possible more and more things that will be clear what Hashem wants us to do and what Hashem doesn't want us to do. What is Torah Chaim and what isn't. And not to be confused and not to have confusion. And in this, if we come to that, then we come to the Madrega of Pirot. Then we come to the Madrega that the Chita itself was Etz. Because then there is no need to put the man into the difficulties of Olam Hazeh to be Mevare what he needs through the difficulties of Olam Hazeh. And that's the reason why we go back to Adam HaRishon before the Chet. Because the whole understanding is that the man in Shavuot has to make to himself and to be Mevare. And if we speak that this disc will have some preparation before, the preparation has to be to really check what is our Nekudat HaBchira, as Rav Dessler speaks. What is clear to us and what is still not clear, and how what is not clear we can make it clear. And really to know Ma Hashem Elokecha Doresh Mi'itach. And as a man will have more things in his Torah clear, then he will be more in the Madrega of Pirot and not in the Madrega of Tvua. He will be Zoche Shezacha Naset Melachtam, Tzadikim Naset Melachtam Aledei Acherim. He will be Zoche that really he will be Panoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Masir with him all Derech Eretz, and he will be Zoche to get and to be Kashur with all Torah, Derech Torah, and Derech Yeshara Shel Torah, when things are clear, and it's clear what Hashem wants us to do. Certainly this thing of what Hashem wants us to do is depending on each personality. Each personality, Hashem wants her to do other things. And therefore, part of that is to know ourselves, to understand what are the gifts that we got from Hashem, and by that, knowing how we can work Hashem to our full potential. Yehi Ratzon, that Be'ezrat Hashem, all of us, and Klal Yisrael, will be really zoche to be mevare, to understand Ma Hashem Elokecha Doresh Mimach, to be ready to Kabbalat HaTorah, and then he will be zoche to see Hashem פנים בפנים. חג שמח.